Let's talk about some of those things that are going on, the events, the activities in and around the Great Lakes Bay region. The Delta College Planetarium is going to be premiering an award-winning production today. It's called Big Astronomy, People, Places, Discoveries. It's about the world's largest largest observatories in South America and the people who run those observatories. And it begins today at the planetarium. And you can find out more about the shows and get your tickets and such. Delta.edu/planetarium. Delta.edu/planetarium to find out more about Big Astronomy opening today with the Delta College Planetarium. We've got the continuation of the Studio 23 Teen Works and Kids Creations, celebrating the artwork by students in Bay County. And this is something that's only going to be going on through next weekend. So if you want to see everything, you only have until March 12th, next weekend, to check it out. Studio23BayCity.org to find out more. Again, Studio23BayCity.org. We remind you that we have the continuation of the Saginaw Public Schools, or I should say the Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum, that has the Harold Neal and Detroit African-American Artists event going on through April 16th. And if you want to check that out, go to marshallfredericks.org, marshallfredericks.org. And another exhibition going on, this with the Art Department and University Art Gallery at SVSU. It's called Distant, an exhibition that includes 24 digital paintings. And it incorporates digital media with traditional techniques. And you can enjoy this through March 16th. So the end of this run is also coming up again with Saginaw Valley State University, svsu.edu/art gallery, svsu.edu/art gallery to find out more about Distance. We do have a Friday event for fish fry, perch dinners, cod dinners, walleye shrimp dinners. The Pulaski Club is going to be open and available at 6525 Weiss between 3 and 8 this afternoon into the evening for your Friday fish fry. That's the Pulaski Club in Saginaw on Weiss Street between 3 and 8. The American Legion Post 22 also will have its presentation of opportunity for a meal on a Friday between 4 and 8. The public is welcome for the walleye dinners, perch, clam dinners, cod dinners. American Legion Post 22 at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. That's the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off of South Michigan. And the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus with a chance for you to enjoy a shrimp dinner or a baked cod dinner tonight. And between 3 and 7 p.m. Now, this is takeout only for this particular location, 3 to 7, for, again, the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus. That's a mile north of Birch Run Road. And on the Dixie Highway, 11105, 3 until 7 for that location. Tomorrow, the Midland Center for the Arts will be the home for the Midland Symphony Orchestra and its presentation, Enigmatic Elgar, starts at 7:30 in the evening with guest artist Sterling Elliott. If you'd like to enjoy the Midland Symphony Orchestra tomorrow, go to MidlandCenter.org for tickets and information. That's MidlandCenter.org. Tomorrow, the Temple Theater presents comedy in the Leopard Lounge. Mike Ball with special guest Big Juicy. And doors will open at 7, the show at 8 o'clock. $18 in advance for tickets, $20 at the door. Enjoy the comedy of Mike Ball with special guest Big Juicy tomorrow, the Temple Theater. And this is specifically in the Leopard Lounge. Now, on Sunday at the Temple Theater, on the big screen, the Saginaw Silver Screen series continues. The Temple Theater presenting The Wizard of Oz. And doors will open at 1. The showtime is 2. The Wizard of Oz on the big screen at the Temple on Sunday afternoon. The Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church will be in operation again on Wednesday, giving away the 110 boxes of food starting at 10 a.m. while supply lasts, food, personal items, first come, first serve. The First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, and the Economical Food Pantry open starting at 10, first come, first serve. We have the, you know, we mentioned the Pulaski Club on Friday having an event. So next Wednesday, when a lot of the Lenten services take place, there's a chance for you to enjoy perhaps a meal before your service. The Pulaski Club has its meals available that you can enjoy between 5 and 8 p.m., 6525 Voice Street in Saginaw, with the Pulaski Club on Wednesday. And here's a heads up for you that we have received word that the Arthur Hill High School is planning its 50th class reunion from 1972, of course. And the planning is going on. 3 days of events will be taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And, of course, the challenge is to make sure that everyone is contacted. So if you are an Arthur Hill High School Class of 72 member, or you know of one, you can go to the Facebook page. You're looking for AHHS, AHHS Class of 72, the Facebook page, so you can be up to date and get yourself into the process of being part of the big class reunion coming up in September. So, some of the events and the activities happening this week or into the future. But for events like class reunions, you got to start now when you're planning several months in advance.